Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be reviewing a Davidoff. Now, I haven't done a lot of Davidoff reviews, part of its price point, part of its availability. I don't really get a lot of samples sent to me by Davidoff, and really, why would I? So, this was sent to me by a friend, Tim, from Havana Controls. It was a very nice gift for review. It is the Selection 702. The Selection 702 is a 2009 limited edition release from Davidoff. It's 6 5/8 by 48. They call it a Toro Especial, but let's really call it what it is. It's a Churchill. If it's 7 by 48, it'd be a Churchill. So it's 3/8 of an inch short of a Churchill. It's called a Toro Especial. To me, a Toro starts at 50 ring gauge. If it's lower than 50 ring gauge and it's 6 1/2 inches or longer, it's a Churchill. At any rate, moving right along. Dominican, of course, as all Davidoff or most Davidoff cigars are. I guess they've recently come into making the Davidoff Nicaragua. Fillers Dominican use Piloto Cubano, Olor, and San Vicente. MSRP on this is $26, which is that's a few bucks. Obviously, the cool thing about this is it's 2009. I haven't really smoked a lot of super aged non-Cuban cigars for review. So this will be really interesting. So we're going to hop on, get to the nosing, get to the lighting, and get to the important part, which is reviewing. So talking about the nose here, lots of cedar off the wrapper, maybe some faint spices, mostly cedar, just cedar out of the foot. I'm really really struggling to get anything else here. And that could just be a function of how long the cigar has been aged now. Yeah, nothing else but cedar. So we'll get to lighting and reviewing here. It's a beautiful day out. I'm really excited to be smoking today. Looks like I've got my torch turned on to super massive hot here from all the cold weather. Of course, the problem with smoking in Canada is, unfortunately, the cold weather and lighters does not play well together. Got a really good toast going on. Good now. Give it a cut with my V-cutter, as always. I find it a great way to test the draw. I mean, if you do find the draw tight after doing a V-cut, you can always do an X-cut. Really shouldn't need any more than that. Interesting. First few draws, and I know this is a terrible expression, but it's very Cuban-esque. If I didn't know any better, I'd say it had some Cuban filler in it. The draw finishes with a little bit of hay. Obviously, that's just my first initial impressions. Draw is good, right in the ideal zone. Lots of chocolate on the retrohale. Very, very smooth and creamy. Almost really no, well, actually, I was going to say there's no spices, but now all of a sudden I get a very, very light pepper on the tip of my tongue. Tons of chocolate, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, very, very rich and creamy first third. I suspect this is going to be pretty fantastic. So I'm going to let this cigar settle in, and I'll keep checking in with all the new flavors I can pick up. Coming up on the 10-minute mark, I've got a little bit of light citrus, a little bit of lingering leather between draws, but the profile is primarily chocolate, maybe a little bit of drying cedar. Pretty good first third. Coming up on the 20-minute mark here, fantastic opening first third. There's a little bit of spices building in the post-draw, but the retrohale and the main draw is really just this really creamy, elegant chocolate profile. I can see why this was a limited edition. I don't know what the cigar smoked like back in 2009, but I can tell you after 7 years of age, this is smoking really, really well. Really, really well. One thing to note is there is a little bit of like a sour, citrus-sour combination with some hints of chlorophyll at the end of the draw. I kind of noticed it and remarked on it as it started out, and it's there. It's very subtle. I mean, you really have to reach for it at the end of the draw, but it's there. It only lingers for a couple seconds, and then it's completely gone, and that leather that I'm picking up on the post-draw, very light leather, takes over at that point. At the 35-minute mark, there's cedar that I was picking up that was very subtle, mostly on the post-draw, starting to really influence the main draw and the retrohale here. So the cedar's really battling it out with the chocolate and creaminess here, just adding some extra level of complexity to the overall flavor profile. Coming up on the one-hour mark, I'm smoking pretty leisurely. You got to give a cigar like this, especially with a lot of age on it, a lot of respect. And take your time, enjoy it. Pick up all the flavors you can. So I'm probably going to be in the middle third here in about 10 minutes. Not a lot of profile changes. I mean, I don't think it necessarily needs a lot of profile changes, but it's really good. Based on the first third, I would say this is pretty easily a box split. Now, obviously, I'm not taking into account the price, and the price is not inexpensive. So you got to balance that out. And obviously the fact of getting your hands on these, if they're even available on the primary market, I'd imagine at this point, it's probably a secondary market only. But I'll check back in the middle third and see what else comes to the surface. Passing the 1 hour mark into the middle third, the cedar's fallen off. The chocolate's back and it's more of a rich cocoa. Got a great mouthfeel to it. Like it's it really coats your mouth. There's still a little bit of leather and some really hints of spices in the post draw, but yeah, I think the chocolate really dominates that. 1 hour, 15 minute mark. Really not a lot of profile changes. Still predominantly chocolate with it's a rich cocoa. Cedar's kind of coming back, playing in, but not as strong as the first third. There's still a light citrus on the finish. And in the post-draw, the leather's completely gone on the post-draw, but the cedar kind of lingers, got a little bit of a drying mouthfeel. Really not much else to report in the middle third. Still an extremely, extremely tasty cigar. Passing the 1.5 hour mark. Again, not a lot of profile changes going into the last third here. Prominent profile, still that delightful chocolate, creaminess, a little bit of spice, retrohale. Kind of, you know, just carrying on from the first third and the middle third. And that's not a bad thing. This is a fantastic cigar. I'm really enjoying it. I'm hoping there are some profile changes to report on the final third. Otherwise, you're going to be bored watching me talk here. But this has been a great smoking experience so far. Hitting the 1 hour 50 mark and not a lot of profile changes. Again, not a bad thing. This is a pretty amazing cigar. It's been my pleasure to review this Davidoff Selection 702. You know, one of the nice things about doing a review is sometimes you get cigars you don't enjoy, and sometimes you get cigars you do enjoy, and sometimes cigars are in the middle. This is definitely a cigar that I enjoyed very, very much. I think there's no question in my mind this is an easy box split. I mean, price aside, again, it's not an inexpensive cigar, so, you know, obviously most people are going to have to factor that in. I'm reviewing based entirely on flavor profile, and based on the flavor profile of this, it's fantastic. I would happily pick up more of these if I could. If my budget could accommodate, I'm sure I'd go for a box split or even a box buy. So I appreciate you checking out this video review, CigarFederation.com. Make sure to check out a written review at CigarFederation.com. If you enjoy our videos, if you enjoy our reviews, give us a thumbs up, throw us a comment. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week for a Cigar Federation review. I'm John the Cigar Surgeon, out.